Here with Wildcat offensive lineman, offensive guard Cooper Beebe. Well, welcome out to Western Kansas. First time out here?
I've been out occasionally. I've been to Goodland once, so that's about all my experience with Western Kansas. But I haven't been out here a whole lot.
I know you had a big decision this past offseason whether to enter the draft, and you're probably going to get drafted or to come back. You decided to come back to K-State. The whole line did. What was the big decision? What was a big factor in that?
So two things. Obviously, my younger brother is coming up here in June. He'll be up here in the summer. And he was definitely one of the reasons I came back, kind of just, you know, to make sure, you know, he's put on the right path as an older brother should. And the second reason, you know, I don't say this very often, like I haven't really talked about it much, but I'm trying to put my name in contention for the K-State Ring of Honor. I think I've, you know, put myself in a good position so far, and I'm looking to have another great year, so hopefully I can put my name in the conversation of K-State greats.
Yeah, Big 12 champions get to the Sugar Bowl. I know it wasn't a good outcome, but what did you learn maybe from that run with Big 12 championship to playing Bama?
You know, I just learned, you know, we can compete with anybody in the country. You know, I don't think the score really showed how that game went. I felt really good. You know, we had couple crucial mistakes that I think, you know, turned that game pretty big. But all in all, you know, I think it showed that, you know, we can compete with any team in the country. And, you know, we're going to use that going forward to end the next season.
Well, you get the whole offensive line back with Hayden and also KT, you name it, down the line there for you guys. What's probably the mindset as you go one more round?
I think something that's huge is the experience. I think, you know, it's going to allow Coach Klein to really, you know, open up the offense even more just because you got dudes who played a lot of football that have that experience that can handle it all. So I think that's the biggest thing. I think we're, you know, with all the experience, we're looking to really take our offense to the next level.
How fun was it in the spring having your new indoor and outdoor practice facility right next to each other?
Oh, it was tremendous. I don't think anybody can really realize, you know, how grateful we are to all the people that made that happen. Just having it right there, you don't have to drive, you don't have to walk all the way down there. And really one of the big things that I don't think people realize is just the fact that we have sunlight in the indoor is such a boost in your mood. It makes you feel a lot better. You see the sunrise. And just having the space too. You know, usually what happens is the O-line gets pushed into one of the corners. You know, we don't get a whole lot of room. But now that we have two fields, we're able, you know, to do everything fully, have the space for it. So it's just great. You know, we're really grateful for it.
A couple of questions real quick. You're a Kansas kid, Kansas City Piper. A lot of Kansas kids along that front line. That takes a lot of extra pride being part of this Wildcat and part of this run.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we thrive on Kansas kids. We're just, you know, hardworking kids. You know, we're usually not highly recruited kids. You know, we're kind of under the radar guys that come in, have a chip on their shoulder, get to work. And, you know, just to know a bunch of Kansas kids can compete with the best team in the country is just a great feeling.
I know Hayden won a wing challenge. Is he the best one in the contest? Do you think you can give him a good run?
Oh, if I was in there, I would have not been at 19. I'd been in 25, 30s. You know, I'm a pretty good eater. But, you know, honestly, you can't sleep on KT. KT's a pretty good eater as well. So it's probably either me and him out of the offensive line.
You and Coach Brett there with the Rocky Mountain Oyster Challenge inside?
I'm down for that. Better get ready to get your butt kicked.
I'm not. The dad bod's not ready.